You're listening to SBS News.
Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin claimed victory on Saturday night, thanking voters for keeping his Liberal government in power.
And whilst we have won this election convincingly, it appears increasingly likely that we will also govern in majority.
Peter Gutwin has kept his seat in Bass, achieving the quota needed under the state's Hare-Clark electoral system. He reflected on the tough decisions he made to protect the community from COVID-19 while addressing Liberal supporters on election night.
Tasmanians, regardless of religion, of race, of politics, circumstance or background, held out their hands to each other in the most extraordinary and outstanding display of a common humanity that I've ever witnessed. And I want to say to Tasmanians, thank you for that, because in doing so, we turn Tasmania into one of the safest places in this country and without doubt one of the safest places on this planet.
The return of his Liberal government is thought to be a show of public support for his policies against coronavirus. Mr. Gutwin says his vision for the state is to make opportunities widely available for Tasmanians. Labor's Rebecca White has praised Peter Gutwin for his handling of the COVID-19 crisis during her speech on Saturday night to the party faithful.
A short time ago, I rang Peter Gutwin to congratulate him on his re-election and his impressive personal result. All around the country, we've seen incumbent governments rewarded for their management of COVID-19. And there is no doubt that Peter Gutwin and our public health officials kept our community safe.
The opposition's Rebecca White says although Labor has fallen short of winning a majority government, the party still has work to do. But her future as leader is unclear, although she was re-elected to her seat in the southern electorate of Lyons. The Greens achieved a favourable swing in polling, and leader Cassie O'Connor held onto her seat in the Hobart-based electorate of Clark.
We've given it everything we've got and then some. We were out there from day one, ready with great candidates, so much positive energy, and a hopeful vision for Tasmania's future. We knocked on thousands of doors in 5 short weeks, and we heard the mood for a greener, fairer Tasmania. Unlike our petulant, winner-take-all colleagues in the Liberal and Labor parties, the Greens will always respect the will of the people.
The Greens' presence in Tasmania's parliament had been dropping in recent elections, but their fortunes have turned around this year. Mr. Gutwin called the election early to maximise his approval, driven by the public support of his response to the coronavirus pandemic. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.